the most powerful communication tool leaders have. In the complex landscape of modern leadership, where digital transformation and remote work have revolutionized how teams interact, one communication tool stands above all others in its ability to transform organizations and inspire people. While many leaders focus on perfecting their speaking abilities, mastering presentation skills, or leveraging the latest communication technologies, the most powerful tool remains surprisingly simple yet profoundly challenging to master: active listening. Active listening isn't just about hearing words, it's about creating a deep connection that enables leaders to understand, influence, and inspire their teams in ways that no other communication method can achieve. This fundamental skill forms the foundation of all effective leadership communication and serves as the gateway to building trust, solving complex problems, and driving organizational success. Understanding active listening is a leadership superpower. Active listening goes far beyond the passive act of hearing. It's an intentional, focused approach to understanding not just what people are saying, but what they mean, how they feel, and what they need. When leaders master this skill, they unlock the ability to connect with their teams on a level that transcends traditional hierarchical boundaries. The power of active listening lies in its ability to make people feel genuinely heard and valued. In our fast-paced business environment, where employees often feel like just another resource or number, leaders who demonstrate genuine listening skills create an atmosphere of respect and psychological safety. This environment becomes the breeding ground for innovation, collaboration, and peak performance. Research consistently shows that employees are more engaged, productive, and loyal when they work for leaders who truly listen to them. The impact extends beyond individual relationships to influence team dynamics, organizational culture, and ultimately, business results. Effective leadership communication starts with the leader's ability to receive and process information from their team members accurately and empathetically. The science behind active listening in leadership. Neuroscience reveals fascinating insights about why active listening is so powerful in leadership contexts. When people feel truly heard, their brains release oxytocin, often called the trust hormone. This neurochemical response creates stronger bonds between individuals and increases cooperation and collaboration. Leaders who practice active listening literally change the brain chemistry of their interactions, creating more positive and productive relationships. Furthermore, active listening activates the mirror neuron system, which helps people understand and empathize with others' experiences. When leaders engage in genuine listening, they don't just hear information, they begin to understand the emotional context, underlying concerns, and unspoken needs of their team members. This deeper understanding enables more effective problem-solving and decision-making. The cognitive benefits extend to the leader as well. Active listening requires focused attention and present moment awareness, which enhances the leader's own cognitive flexibility and emotional intelligence. This improved mental clarity leads to better judgment, more creative solutions, and more effective leadership strategies. Active listening vs. traditional communication tools. While modern workplaces are filled with sophisticated communication platforms and technologies, these tools primarily focus on information transmission rather than connection and understanding. Email, instant messaging, video calls, and project management platforms excel at moving information quickly, but they often lack the depth and nuance that active listening provides. Traditional communication tools typically operate on a broadcast model: one person sends a message, and others receive it. Active listening, however, operates on a dialogue model where understanding is co-created through interaction. This collaborative approach to communication yields richer insights, stronger relationships, and more innovative solutions. Consider the difference between a leader who sends detailed emails with instructions versus one who takes time to listen to team members' perspectives before making decisions. The first approach might be efficient, but the second creates buy-in, reveals potential issues early, and often leads to better outcomes. Effective leadership communication examples consistently show that listening-first approaches outperform talking-first strategies. The four levels of active listening for leaders. Effective leaders understand that active listening operates on multiple levels simultaneously. The first level involves listening to the literal content, the facts, figures, and explicit information being shared. This foundational level ensures accurate understanding of what's being communicated. The second level focuses on emotions and feelings. Leaders who listen at this level pick up on the emotional undertones, frustrations, excitement, or concerns that accompany the spoken words. This emotional intelligence enables leaders to respond not just to what people are saying, but to how they're feeling about it. The third level involves listening for values and beliefs. Every communication carries underlying assumptions, values, and beliefs. Leaders who tune into this level can understand what truly motivates their team members and align their leadership approach accordingly. The fourth and deepest level involves listening for potential and possibility. Master communicators listen not just to what is, but to what could be. They hear the seeds of innovation, the hints of untapped potential, and the whispers of breakthrough solutions that others might miss. Overcoming common barriers to active listening. Despite its power, active listening faces several barriers in leadership contexts. The most common obstacle is the pressure of time. Leaders often feel they need to move quickly, make decisions rapidly, and keep conversations brief. However, this short-term efficiency often leads to long-term inefficiency when misunderstandings, lack of buy-in, and poor decisions create bigger problems down the road. Another significant barrier is the leader's own expertise and experience. Highly knowledgeable leaders sometimes assume they already know what their team members are going to say, leading them to stop listening actively and start formulating responses prematurely. This expert's curse prevents leaders from discovering new perspectives and insights that could dramatically improve outcomes. Digital distractions represent a modern challenge to active listening. With smartphones, laptops, and constant notifications competing for attention, maintaining the focused presence required for deep listening becomes increasingly difficult. Leaders must create boundaries and disciplines that protect their listening capacity. The ego can also interfere with active listening. Some leaders feel that constant listening makes them appear weak or indecisive. In reality, the opposite is true. Leaders who listen actively demonstrate confidence in their ability to process complex information and make better decisions based on comprehensive understanding. Practical techniques for developing active listening skills. Developing mastery in active listening requires intentional practice and specific techniques. The foundation starts with physical positioning and body language. Leaders should face the speaker, maintain appropriate eye contact, and use open body posture to signal engagement and receptivity. Verbal techniques include paraphrasing and summarizing to confirm understanding, asking clarifying questions to deepen insight, and using minimal encouragers like "I see" or "tell me more" to keep the conversation flowing. These techniques demonstrate that the leader is actively processing and valuing the information being shared. Emotional regulation plays a crucial role in active listening. Leaders must learn to manage their own emotional reactions when hearing difficult feedback or challenging information. This emotional self-control creates space for genuine understanding rather than defensive responses. The practice of listening to understand rather than listening to reply represents a fundamental shift in mindset. This approach requires leaders to suspend their own agenda temporarily and focus entirely on comprehending the other person's perspective. Strong leadership communication skills are built on this foundation of understanding-first communication. Active listening in difficult conversations. The true test of a leader's active listening skills comes during challenging conversations, performance reviews, conflict resolution, organizational changes, or crisis management. In these high-stakes situations, the temptation to talk more and listen less often increases, but this is precisely when listening becomes most critical. During difficult conversations, active listening serves multiple functions. It helps to escalate tensions by making people feel heard and respected. It uncovers the real issues underlying surface-level conflicts. It builds trust even in challenging circumstances. And it often reveals solutions that wouldn't emerge through a more directive approach. When leaders must communicate difficult decisions, starting with listening, understanding team members' concerns, perspectives, and suggestions creates a foundation for more effective change management. Even when the final decision remains unchanged, people are more likely to accept and support decisions when they feel their input was genuinely considered. Building a listening culture. Individual leaders who master active listening create ripple effects throughout their organizations. Team members begin to emulate their leaders' listening behaviors, creating a culture where understanding and empathy become organizational strengths. This cultural transformation often leads to improved collaboration, innovation, and employee satisfaction. Creating a listening culture requires systematic effort. Leaders must model excellent listening behaviors consistently, not just during formal meetings or one-on-one sessions. They should recognize and reward team members who demonstrate strong listening skills. They must also create structures and processes that encourage deep listening, regular check-ins, open forums, and feedback mechanisms that prioritize understanding over quick solutions. The impact of a listening culture extends to customer relationships, vendor partnerships, and stakeholder engagement. Organizations known for their listening capabilities often enjoy stronger external relationships and better market intelligence, providing competitive advantages that purely technical skills cannot match. Technology and active listening. While technology cannot replace human listening skills, it can support and enhance them. Modern communication platforms offer features like recorded meetings, transcription services, and sentiment analysis that can help leaders review and reflect on their listening effectiveness. However, the human element of understanding context, emotion, and nuance remains irreplaceable. Virtual communication environments present both challenges and opportunities for active listening. Video calls can limit nonverbal communication cues, making active listening more difficult. However, they also eliminate some physical distractions and can create more focused, intentional conversation spaces when used skillfully. Leaders must learn to adapt their active listening techniques for digital environments while maintaining the core principles of genuine attention, empathetic understanding, and thoughtful response. Measuring the impact of active listening. The benefits of active listening can be measured through various organizational metrics. Employee engagement scores often improve when leaders enhance their listening skills. Turnover rates typically decrease as people feel more valued and understood. Innovation metrics may increase as diverse perspectives are genuinely heard and incorporated into decision-making processes. Customer satisfaction scores frequently correlate with organizational listening capabilities. Teams that listen well to each other also tend to listen well to customers, leading to better service, more effective problem resolution, and stronger customer relationships. Project success rates and decision quality can also improve when leaders consistently practice active listening. By gathering more complete information and understanding stakeholder perspectives more thoroughly, leaders make better informed decisions that are more likely to succeed and gain support. Advanced active listening strategies. Master listeners develop sophisticated techniques that go beyond basic active listening skills. They learn to listen for what's not being said, the gaps, hesitations, and omissions that often reveal important information. They develop the ability to listen across cultural differences, understanding how communication styles vary and adapting their approach accordingly. Advanced practitioners also master the art of listening in group settings, ensuring that all voices are heard while managing group dynamics effectively. This skill becomes crucial in team meetings, strategic planning sessions, and organizational change initiatives. Strategic communication approaches often rely on sophisticated listening techniques that help leaders understand complex organizational dynamics and make more informed decisions about when and how to communicate various messages. The ROI of active listening. Organizations that invest in developing their leaders' active listening skills typically see substantial returns on investment. Reduced conflict, improved employee retention, faster problem resolution, and enhanced innovation all contribute to bottom-line results. The cost of developing listening skills is minimal compared to the expense of poor communication, misunderstandings, and disengaged employees. Studies show that teams led by excellent listeners are more productive, creative, and resilient. These teams adapt more quickly to change, resolve conflicts more effectively, and achieve better business results. The investment in listening skills often pays for itself within the first year through improved performance and reduced turnover. Integrating active listening with other communication tools. While active listening stands as the most powerful communication tool for leaders, it works best when integrated with other communication capabilities. Effective communication strategies combine excellent listening with clear speaking, compelling storytelling, and appropriate use of technology platforms. The key is understanding that active listening provides the foundation for all other communication skills. Leaders who listen first speak more effectively because they understand their audience better. They tell more relevant stories because they know what resonates with their team. They use communication technology more effectively because they understand what information people need and how they prefer to receive it. Conclusion. In an era where information flows at unprecedented speed and organizations face increasingly complex challenges, the ability to truly listen has become a crucial competitive advantage. Leaders who master active listening don't just communicate better, they think better, decide better, and lead better. The most powerful communication tool leaders have isn't found in any software package or technology platform. It's found in the disciplined practice of genuine human connection through deep, empathetic listening. This timeless skill, when developed and applied consistently, transforms not only individual leadership effectiveness but entire organizational cultures. The journey to becoming an excellent listener requires patience, practice, and humility. It demands that leaders set aside their ego, their need to be heard, and their urge to provide immediate solutions. In return, it offers something far more valuable, the ability to truly understand, connect with, and inspire the people they lead. As the business world continues to evolve and new communication tools emerge, the fundamental human need to be heard and understood remains constant. Leaders who recognize this truth and develop their active listening capabilities position themselves and their organizations for sustained success in an increasingly complex world. The most powerful communication tool leaders have been available since the beginning of human interaction. The question is whether they will choose to develop and use it.